Welcome officially to the start of the 2024 Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated annual business meeting being held in conjunction with the convention and the conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind. Thank you all for coming. I am Frank Welty, President. Let's run through here and see who else is in the room. Vice President is Linda Johnson. You're here, correct?
I
I
saw
know
her
I heard
name.
Linda earlier. Are you
Yeah.
hearing Linda? If you all
Was
want.
it I heard her name earlier.
I did earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay,
She
very
is.
good. And all right,
Unmute.
is I'm not I is Secretary Shirley Manning here tonight? She may not be because she
Connecting.
Okay, I don't hear Shirley, but all right. And then I know that Treasurer Vita Zavoli is here. And I believe I heard, did I?
So
Yes.
Frank,
Yes.
I'm trying to three-way call in Diane Deutsch because she's having trouble getting in. So I'll be right back. If you get to the
Okay.
treasurer's report, please move on and I'll come
We'll
back.
wait on that until you get back, and then we'll get you when we
Okay.
get you get on. Okay. And then I believe is Christy Crespin here? I thought I heard Christy earlier. Are you here, Christy? And we'll see. Let's how about is Vivian Younger here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and then members, Bob Acosta is here. And other members, starting with first name A through J.
Debbie
First,
Armstrong, new.
Debbie is here. Hello, hello.
David Hoffman.
Hello, David.
Hello. I'm going to go on mute. I might have to do
Okay,
something in a minute.
sounds good.
Debbie Armstrong,
Yes,
new
go, by the way.
member, working
Hello,
my
Debbie.
seventh, and I'm working my seventh
Connecting.
night.
And he's
Cool.
really cute too.
Joe's here too.
Joe Green. Hello, Joe. And who else do we have? First name A through J.
I
All right,
think
let's
Nancy was here, wasn't she? I heard, I thought
okay,
I heard.
how about the last half of the alphabet from J up to the end of the alphabet?
Oh, I see.
Susan
Nellie
Glass.
Emerson.
Nellie
Tony
Emerson,
Ames.
Susan Glass,
Tony Ames.
Tony Ames, okay.
Pam Metz.
Pam Metz. Anybody else?
Nancy Pryor.
Hello, Nancy. Welcome
Hi.
aboard.
Hi, Nancy. Glad you got here. This is great.
And do we have any guests tonight who are is not yet a member of GSGDHI? We're very happy you're here.
Well, that would be me. I'm not a member yet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And
And I
Nicolette
think
Noyes.
Nicolette Noyes is here. And do we have anybody else? Okay, I see that we have 15 people here, of whom I believe only two are guests, so we have a quorum. So I am going to rule this meeting as officially in session. And the first thing we're going to do is that everybody has received an agenda. Are there any items that people wish to add to the posted agenda at this time? I will mention that I did get a couple of additions that we'll cover under new business. One is a question of whether we should donate convention door prizes this year for the CCB convention. And then another one that was brought up was a request for an update on our incorporation status. So that will come when we get into new business. Hearing no other calls for the floor, do I have a motion to accept the amendments as published with the additions I just mentioned?
So moved,
Susan
Mr.
Glass.
Except the Susan Glass, and then who was that
Susan Glass
after?
moves, yes.
Susan
And
Glass
I'll second
moves,
it.
and Bob Acosta seconds. All right. I don't think we need any discussion. So,
No.
all in favor of accepting the agenda Say aye.
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 Very aye. Good. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, we have our agenda. And now we're going to move on to, I'm not sure if I saw minutes. So I'm going to, unless somebody is aware of minutes having been posted, I'm going to dispense with that item for the time being. And we'll get to that the next time we have a business meeting. And our treasurer is working on bringing another person into the meeting. So we will get back to her when she gets back online. So we'll move on to that. But we did have a treasurer's report published earlier today. So when she gets back on, we'll discuss that and then move on. The next item of business is that we will have a delegate and an alternate delegate to represent GSGDHI at the CCB conference and convention during their business meetings, which will begin, I believe it's April 3rd through the 7th. And mainly on the Friday night, the 5th, and Sunday, the 7th is when most of the business will be done. And then we also will have a representative to the CCB nominating committee who will help select a slate of nominees for our CCB conventions. Now, we tried to hold a special meeting a couple weeks ago. We did not have a quorum at that meeting, but we had a good discussion. So what we did is we penciled in a couple of names so that we could submit our credential form prior to the deadline. However, those are tentative. And so at this time, we're going to formally hold our election for delegate and alternate delegate. Just so the names that we penciled in were Susan Glass as delegate and Vita Zavoli as alternate delegate. I think both of them did so with the understanding that they were doing so to hold the positions, and so that if anybody else wants to run, they are more than welcome to do so. So I am going to open the floor for nominations for our delegate at the convention. And just before I do that,
Mr. President,
yes, Bob.
Well, I'll try again. I'm not sure about that. I nominate Susan Glass as our delegate.
Bob Acosta has nominated Susan Glass. Susan, would you accept that nomination should it be chosen today?
Yes.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other nominations for the position of delegate at the CCB convention? Any nominations? Last call. All right. Having heard only one nominee so far, I would accept a motion to close nominations and accept Susan Glass as our delegate by acclamation.
I so move. This is Nellie.
Nellie moves.
I'll second it.
Bob seconds. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Abstentions? All right, Susan, you're stuck with being delegate.
Oh, hey, I enjoy it. I love our guide dog group, and I will do my best to represent as well.
All right, and now we are open for a nomination for our alternate delegate.
Mr. President, I nominate Vita Zavoli.
The name of Vita Zavoli has been nominated.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes, Vita, she's here.
If someone else wants to do it, that would be wonderful.
Oh, boy.
So for those of you who have that deep down desire to be an alternate delegate, you can be assured that you will not offend.
I will accept it if nobody wants to do it, but.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is Susan Glass. May I nominate Vivian Younger?
Vivian, would you accept the nomination for that? As alternate delegate? Give her a chance to unmute, because I know she's here. Vivian, we're not hearing you yet.
Yeah, she's still muted.
Still muted.
There, I'm unmuted now.
Okay, there you go. You will. Okay.
When would I have to be present? Tell me the date, the times.
The main business meetings are, the convention Friday. Itself, the main events for the convention are, I believe it is April 3rd through April 7th. And the main meeting, the elections will be held on Friday night of the 5th. And then a lot of the business will be Sunday morning, the 7th. And there's a chance there could be other business at other times, but that's mainly the window, is that the 3rd through the 7th. And you could work out with Susan exactly which, specific meetings you would be responsible to cover.
Okay, I'll accept.
Okay, yeah. So we have so the name of Vivian Younger has been placed in nomination, along with Vita Zavali. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, no, I
Vita declines?
No, I'll step back. Yes.
You will, Vita declines. Okay, so we have the name. And believe me, Vita's got plenty to keep her busy. She won't feel deprived.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the name of Vivian Younger. Do we have any other nominations? Last call for other nominations. Hearing no nominations, I will accept a motion to close nominations and elect Vivian Younger by acclamation.
So moved.
I know it's Vita jumped on that one.
That's fine.
And I think Bob beat you to the second.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. It was done.
Okay. All right. So we have all in favor of Vivian. Course. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Vita? Go ahead. Sorry.
All in favor of Vivian for alternate delegate, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions. So we have our delegate and alternate delegate, and I will modify I have an in with the credentials chair, so I will modify the credentials accordingly.
Frank?
Yes. Yes, Vita.
Yeah. So I was also appointed as nominating chair. But if someone else would like to do that, that would be great. Is anybody
that is nominating representative?
That is representative. Yes, that's one
that's
of
right.
the
nominating
easier
chair
jobs.
Is not giving up that position.
Sorry.
Nominating. Okay. So for
I'd
those
be good
of you,
at that job too. But hey,
nominating. You actually would. Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone's interested, I know a lot of people are probably already doing nominating for their own chapters, but if anybody's free and can do it, it basically means that you have to read the board people who are elected online, right? The board candidate statements. You would go to the board candidate forum. When is that? Monday the
I forget. It's on my calendar and I don't have it.
The 25th. Monday the 25th at night in the evening. And then you would also go to the nominating committee.
Which is on Wednesday the 27th. Promptly
the 27th,
at 7:30, because if you're late, you don't get in.
Right. So
yes.
Is anybody interested?
This is Tony. I nominate Nellie.
Thank you, Tony. The only thing is, I would not be able to attend the candidates forum because I have a commitment for that evening, but otherwise I could attend the nominating committee meeting. So if that's not acceptable, then someone else can do it.
I think as long as you can, as long as you can read the statements, I think that you'd probably.
Oh yeah, I can read. I can definitely read the statements. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and make that switch because I know
it'll be recorded too, right?
I don't know if it'll
be
available
recorded?
That quick.
I think it's recorded. Yes.
Oh,
they probably will
true.
Record it, but whether it'll be posted.
Yeah, it might
soon
not
enough.
Be available yeah, on time. So
yeah,
yeah. So
read,
I think
true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure,
I'll read
you
the
can
statements.
Read the statements. They're good.
Yeah.
And also, of course, for all of these things, those of you who have thoughts about things that we're going to be doing, whether it's about the election or about resolutions or bylaws amendments or other business that is likely to come up, you are more than welcome to contact these individuals and share your opinion so that they can take it into account when they make their when they cast their votes. So again, that's going to be Susan,
that,
Vivian,
and that's part of the job,
and
really.
then Nellie. So that's you're very welcome to give input. All right.
We will make sure you have our email addresses and phones so you can contact us.
Yeah, so we can text you.
Yeah,
we can text
exactly.
Yes, you can text me on my cell phone number. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if you can just post that on
sure.
Yeah.
Send a bulletin out.
Are you reappointing?
Now wait a minute.
Are you reappointing Nellie?
I have appointed Nellie in your stead. So you're unless you want it.
No, I'm done. Oh, no, I'm done. No. Thank
you.
Happy.
We're welcome.
Thank you, Tony.
You get your Wednesday evening back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Nellie.
Okay.
Oh, God. No, guys, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
All right. So now that Vita's back, if you want to make a few remarks about the treasurer's report, that would be great.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't able to get Diane Deutsch back on.
Okay.
If someone is, available to do that, it's
yeah. If somebody's in a position
easy.
To do a three-way call with,
yeah, but you can't do it through
Diane.
The Zoom. You can't do it through the Zoom no. link. You have
yeah. What you have to do
in.
Is you actually have to you basically what you have to do is you have to get the other person on the line with you and then call in to the Zoom and
yeah,
bring them in with you.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not easy because you have to dial in if the number
yeah.
is not in your phone, you know.
Yeah, Vita, do you want to give it another try maybe?
Okay. I will in a minute. Okay.
Okay.
The treasurer's report. So, all right. So, just so everybody knows, our fiscal year begins July 1st and ends June 30th of the next year. So, dues will come around in about April. I'll start sending out a message. So between April and June is when we do our dues. And then I usually do a dues marathon day, which is kind of fun. And if you paid recently, as of January 1st, and there is one person here who did, your dues are going to go through June of 2025. You're set. You don't have to pay
That's
dues
good.
Anymore. Yes. Okay. So this report is from December 1st through February 29th. And the reason for that is because I looked at our last business meeting report and it ended November 30th. So the opening balance in the checking account is $3,539.78. We had a deposit of one dues, that's $20. And then we had expenses. We had square service fees of 85 cents. We had a contribution to CCB for $1. I'll explain that. And then we paid our affiliate dues, which was $75. So the total expenses is $75.85. And that leaves our current balance at $3,482.93. And the only expense we had in March so far was we paid $40 for a delegate registration so that, you know, because we normally pay for our delegates. So Vivian, if you have not registered yet, just let me know, send me an email and I will register you and we will pay for your $40 registration.
Okay.
All right. Great. And I'll get into the incorporation later when we talk about that. And the closing balance includes $600.50. That's geared toward advocacy. And we've been doing this for a while, where we spend money on advocacy and then we're spending down that money, but we still have $600 in there. So that's really good. And then we currently have 43 members. So we're a little down from last year. I think we had 51, maybe.
Yeah.
So we'll have to think about that and how we get our members back. And that, I think, ends my report.
Thank you very much.
And I so move that we accept.
It's been moved that we accept the treasurer's report.
I second it.
And welcome Diane Harms.
Yay!
Diane Harms has joined us.
Right.
But I'm going to try to get Diane Deutsch in.
Okay. All right. So it's been moved that we, did we get a second?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Vivian
second.
Vivian. Okay. All right. Any discussion of the treasurer's report?
Oh, the $1, should we explain that?
Yes,
please. Does anybody care that we contributed $1 to CCB?
Curious minds want to know.
Yes. Yeah. So what happened? Our account is in U.S. Bank. And so as many of you know, I work with four different affiliates. And we have another affiliate that also uses U.S. Bank. So when I sent the first $75 to CCB for that affiliate, that was fine. Then when I tried to send $75 a few minutes later to CCB, to the same place, they said, oh, you are making a duplicate payment. This is not correct. So I had to send them $76.
Oh.
And they, so they got a $1 contribution there.
Okay.
That was my answer to that.
Ah, okay.
Problem solved. You're good. All right. All right. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Abstentions. There we go. Good report as always. All right, now we're getting on to the next item, and that is our own election, because it's time for us to fill the positions of vice president, treasurer, and the board seat that is currently held by Tony Ames for the new term, which is coming up at the beginning of the fiscal year. So the nominations are open. Oh, I should stop and say that before I go any further, that I belatedly asked Susan Glass and Nellie Emerson to serve as our nominating committee meeting, and they most graciously and generously accepted. And Susan and Nellie, do you have any information about nominations that you wish to share with the group before we go into the election?
Nope. Received no contacts by email or phone.
Okay. Mr. President, I did receive an email from Tony Ames indicating that she would like to run again.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, then we will proceed with the election with that information in mind. And first of all, we go to Vice President, and the current incumbent of that position is Susan, is Linda Johnson. So the floor is open for nominees to the position of Vice President.
Mr. President, I nominate Linda Johnson.
All right. Linda Johnson, would you accept a nomination for that position?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to. I've just had so many things happen in the past year that have been really hard to deal with. And I just...
Understood. Life happens.
I need to step back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for your service. And we know that you are a loyal GSGDHI member. Thank you very much. All right, yeah, then we have an opening for the position of Vice President.
This is Tony. I nominate Shirley Manning. I know she's not here, but...
Were you able to check with her first? Because I wouldn't want to nominate her and find out she didn't want the position. So.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
Does somebody have her number? Maybe we can call her.
Let me look.
How about my suspicion, because she just became secretary last year.
Mm-hmm.
My suspicion is that she would want to stick to.
Yeah, I would
my
think.
Suspicion.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, we can't do anything about it because she's not here. So
right.
Correct.
We can't elect
right,
her.
So.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tony Ames, are you interested in being vice president?
No.
I like a person who knows their mind. Thank you, Tony.
I nominate David.
David Hoffman, would you be willing to serve as vice president if elected?
I think he left the room, Mr. President. I heard something about that.
He heard vice president and was gone.
No,
it was before he left.
Before.
Yeah, he left.
Okay.
Well, who else is here?
I don't even know.
Vivian, are you interested?
Am I interested? Oh, gosh. Boy, I'd have to think about that, you guys.
It's not a lot of work. It's, you know, you have to call Frank and remind him of things.
That much I know. That's no news to
me.
It's
a big part of the job.
We get along pretty well, so I don't see that being a problem. And you can do the same with me. So what do the duties entail? Remind me, please. So
the duties of the
Linda,
vice president.
What are the duties?
I'd say the primary duty of a vice president is to assist the president, and also in the event that the president is not available to chair meetings, that the vice president chairs meetings in the absence of the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's the primary duty of the vice president.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So to be the assistant.
You have to be your assistant, basically, right?
Yes.
You would do great, Vivian. This is my
bad. You would.
Yeah, right. You guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. My gosh.
Because it's not a lot of work. It really is not, you know.
If it's not a lot, I'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Yay!
I'll do it.
Right. I nominate
Vivian
Younger.
I'm not done with elections yet.
Nomination.
No, we're not done.
We're not done. Do we have any other nominations from the floor for the position of vice president? Any other nominations? All right. Last call.
Mr. President?
Hearing. Oh, yes.
I move. Can we do it by acclamation? I move that nominations be closed and Vivian Younger be elected by acclamation?
Yes, Susan Glass so moves. Is there a second?
I second it.
Second.
I think Nellie Emerson is the second. And all right. Very good. Then all in favor of closing nominations and accepting Vivian Younger as vice president, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Yay, Vivian.
All opposed? Abstentions?
Right.
Welcome to the new chair, Vivian, and we're glad to have you aboard. All right,
he
now
approves,
we move
buddy.
On.
That's my new dog if he approves.
Your new dog.
That's my new dog if he approves.
Well, I'm sure that he and Harmony will get along great.
Yeah, they would.
All right. Now we move on to the position of treasurer, which I hear is currently held by Vita Zavoli. All right, so the floor is open for the nomination to the position of treasurer.
This is Tony. I nominate Vita.
Vita has been nominated. Vita, would you accept that nomination?
I can't get out of this one either.
No hesitation, Vita.
I already helped you, Vita, now.
All right, you're right. You're right. You're okay. Yes,
okay,
I accept.
Okay. Are there other nominations from the floor? All right, any other nominations? Last call. Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to close nominations and elect Vita Zavalli by acclamation. All in
I so
all
moved.
In favor say aye. Oh, it's aye. Been moved.
Second, or whatever you
and need. Seconded.
Aye.
I believe that was, I think I heard Nellie Bob, and Bob, I think. I believe. Was, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I second it. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions. Vivian, you're stuck. I mean, Vita, you're still stuck with it.
Four more years or two more years.
We treasurers are in kind of perpetuity.
Treasurers are valuable, yes.
Yes.
All right, and now we move on to the director position that is currently held by Tony Ames. Tony has been indicated her willingness to serve, so I will regard that as having been put forth by the nominating committee, and unless I hear objection. And do we have any other? Yes,
Mr.
Bob.
President, I'll probably be out of order, but I move that Tony be elected by acclamation. Who else could do this job?
I will accept that momentarily. Just, is there any other call for nominations? Last call. All right, Bob, I have accepted.
Say it again.
Your motion. your motion is on the floor. Do we have a second?
I second it.
I think that was Nellie. So
yes.
all in favor of closing nominations and electing Tony Ames by acclamation, say aye.
Aye.
And I believe I have Diane Deutsch.
Hey, Diane.
Diane Deutsch, are you here? Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
I think I hear Diane. Hello, Diane.
Oh, Diane, I'm so sorry. It took me a while to figure it out.
It can be complicated. So
I got you in.
Just to get you up to speed,
we can let her know what's happened so far.
That's right. We were just having elections, and Vivian Younger is our new vice president. Vita Zavalli is our treasurer, and Tony Ames has been reelected as director. Earlier, we elected Susan Glass as our convention delegate and Vivian Younger as our alternate delegate, and Nellie Emerson is going to be our representative to the CCB nominating committee. So that's what happened while you were getting on board. But we have one more piece of election to finish, because since Vivian Younger will be moving to the office of vice president, the final year of her board seat is opening up and we will need to fill it. So
wait a minute.
Yes.
I've been on the board all this time and I didn't know it.
I don't think Vivian was on the board.
Wait.
Am I wrong? I'm speaking wrong.
No.
Wrong board.
No.
I'm sorry.
One at a time, guys.
On board.
I stand corrected.
It was Diane Deutsch, I believe, is on the board.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask
Diane, do you know if you're... No, I was off the board last year.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know who it is.
Who was elected?
Oh, my goodness. Yo,
that's not good.
I didn't see the minutes from last year's meeting, so I'm not...
Let me go check. I can figure this out.
Check. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So then
move on, and we'll come back
to that position. So, all right. So our elections are completed then, because we didn't just empty a board seat after all. And unfortunately, for you, Vivian, you're still stuck as being a board member of CAAVL.
So of course I am.
That doesn't get dropped.
That's my passion. Absolutely.
All right. So now I'm going to move forward. All right. So just to give you a president's report, again, I do apologize for having too many hats this last year, so I haven't accomplished anywhere near as much as I would have liked. I do want to improve this year. I'm also looking forward in the coming year to finding opportunities to loosen my load a little bit so that I'll have more time to focus on all of my obligations, and I will do that as quickly as I can. In the meantime, I'm here, and I think the biggest order of business that I see ahead of me is getting our committees going. I want to acknowledge that Susan Glass has given me a list of the committees as they were constituted when she finished up her term. I will look at those, and I will also welcome calls from anybody who has a particular committee in mind that you feel that you would be most comfortable serving on. There's a lot of work to do in this organization, and there's a place for everybody. And if everybody pitches in, then the work is lighter for everybody. So I would ask each of you to consider your availability to serve on a committee. Again, if you're already on 8 or 9 committees here and elsewhere, I get it. Believe me, I get it. But your circumstances are such that you have some bandwidth to serve on one of our committees. That will be a great gift. And speaking of which, I want to acknowledge everybody who's here, because just by being here, you are making a contribution to this organization just by giving up this hour or two. That is worthwhile, and that matters. And I'm aware of that. I want you to know that. As far as I'm concerned, coming to a meeting is the same as volunteering. And that's what you're all doing tonight, and I appreciate that. So let me just run quickly through what committees we do currently have. So we have the Art Advocacy Committee.
Right?
Sorry.
Oh, I thought everybody went away.
No, my computer was just being funky here.
Okay.
So we have an advocacy committee. We have Constitution and Bylaws Committee. We have a dormant fundraising committee. And we can all cross our fingers and hope that corporate issues get resolved sooner rather than later so that we can activate that committee again, because that in the past, that has been a very successful committee. We have a membership committee, which definitely has lots of opportunities for service. We have a peer-to-peer committee, which is very valuable for our community of guide dog users. We have a programs committee, which has done some great work with great programs in the past year. And we have a publications committee, which in the past we have had a great magazine, the Forward, and hopefully we can revive that as soon as possible. So we have those committees in mind. Ponder in your heart what might be a good fit for you and your schedule at this time. Let me know. And because that way I don't have to voluntold anybody.
So, you already have chairs for these committees as of right now?
I believe we do have, I do have a document that lists the committees, so I believe we do. And I will go through that document and review it, and then I can let people know where they are currently. I don't have it in front of me, but I can do that offline later.
So Frank, as vice president, yes. Please send it to me, what you have.
We can talk about that. Vivian. Perfect.
That'd be good.
Let's do
Yay.
That.
Yay!
Can Nikki ask a question?
Hold on. I'll entertain Nikki's question, and I think Vita's calling for the floor. So Nikki?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. Yeah.
I would very much like to be a member, but I can't really offer to do much because I'm already maxed out with all the other stuff I'm doing. But I have joined several affiliates just to be members and to be able to go to the meetings to find out what's going on. So if you would accept me as a member like that, I'd very much like to join. Thank
sure,
you.
Just give Vita a call and we can take care of it.
Nikki, you're okay. In.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
That was nice, Nikki. Yeah.
That was easy.
Nikki is a great asset. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Nikki is
a wonderful asset to every chapter that she joins. She's
yes.
One of those allies we have who understand us and is our friend.
Right.
And great. Welcome aboard,
Thank you.
Nikki.
She loves our dogs.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so now we're going to move into, Vita, go ahead.
So
you have
Frank,
an item.
Yeah, yes. Two things. One is, on my board list, I actually still have Diane Deutsch. So I think we have to ask Shirley, because she would have taken the minutes for the
yes.
last board meeting.
We'll check with Shirley.
And then I am the programs chair.
Yes.
That's the only one. And I'm not taking on anyone else soon.
Oh, no, you're doing a very, very, very good job with that one. No, you're doing your
That's
part.
That's it.
Yes. Okay, good. So now we're going to move into We have first old business, and I don't have any old business items listed here that we need to pick up on. Is anybody aware of any old business items that we need to cover before we move into new business? And we do have several new business items here. So. Hearing none, let's go on to new business. First item of new business is the issue of convention door prizes. Of course, you know that chapters and affiliates do donate door prizes to the CCB conference and convention. And so Ace, it has been suggested that we do the same. And so I will open the floor for a motion on that item.
This is Tony. I definitely move that we have door prizes.
Okay.
Susan will second the motion.
Okay. Can we clarify a suggested number of door prizes and the amount?
Well, the amount is always 25. They always do pretty much $25 mm-hmm. gift cards. So we just have right. to decide how many we want to contribute.
Okay. Does either the
Tony, you have some number in mind?
No, but
since you made the motion.
How about five?
What?
How about five $25 gift certificates?
That's our current balance here. Yeah, the only thing to keep in mind here is we're not fundraising. So
we fundraise it.
We used to have double the amount that we have now in our budget, in our treasury, unfortunately.
So maybe like two or three.
Yeah. Two or three.
Okay, so.
Well, would you? So, yeah, she needs the friendly amendment.
Yes. Am I hearing two? Oh, Diane, yes.
Make a friendly amendment that we have two gift cards.
Okay, the motion.
Can we do 20 instead of 25 and then do three?
So three $20 gift cards, is that what you're suggesting as our?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No, Frank, I think it's up to CCB. We donate the money, but they.
And then they divide it up. Okay.
Yeah, they divide it how they want. So if we want to give $60, we could just do that and they can choose how they divide it.
Is that an amount that would work?
Would even 75 would work, or 50 or 75? Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 50.
Does the maker and the seconder of the motion accept the friendly amendment of a $50 donation for the purpose of getting two gift cards?
I don't know. That seems very limited to me. I still go
25.
Okay, she.
So, Tony, it's not
a friendly amendment.
So the current motion is that Tony made was five $25 gift cards, or in other words, a donation of $125 to CCB for door prizes. That is the current motion, and it was seconded, I believe. So. Yeah.
Was it?
The motion is on the floor. However, Diane Deutsch make an amendment. Diane, would you like to continue with your amendment? Because
I would suggest that we do 50 instead of 75.
Okay, so.
It's 125 right now.
Yeah. So the amendment. So there's an amendment Diane has proposed as an amendment. That our donation be $50 instead of $125. Do I have a second to that amendment?
I second it.
Okay, the amendment has been seconded, so that amendment is on the floor.
So I have one here. I have one, Mr. President. Please
hold on, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the motion. So we are amending the motion regarding making a door prize to CCB. The amendment would change the amount to a total of $50. That's the amendment that's on the floor. So we're going to debate and then vote on the amendment, and then we will continue with the main motion. So Bob, does your
Who
comment?
Who seconded it? I'm sorry for the minute.
I believe that was Linda Johnson. Yeah, Linda Johnson.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes. So the uh, So, Bob, was your comment relating to the main motion?
No, Mr. President, I just debating it. I guess it's too low. I'm going to make a friendly amendment later for 75.
Okay, so Bob has made the comment that it's too low. Do we have a comment in favor of the amendment?
I'm a little bit confused. The $50 one amendment, you mean?
So the amendment right now is for $50.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we heard a comment against the amendment. Is there one in favor of the amendment?
This is Diane. I'm in favor of the amendment.
Diane is in favor of the amendment, and I think she mentioned her reasoning. So, all right. Hearing no other people calling for the floor, we're going to vote on the amendment. So the amendment is to set the amount of a possible door prize valued of donation for use by CCB for door prizes of $50. That is the amendment on the floor. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no.
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 Okay, the chair rules that the noes have it, so the amendment is defeated, and we go back to the main motion. The main motion was for to donate $125 for a door prize.
Mr. President.
Yes, Bob.
Okay.
I wish to submit a friendly amendment.
Vita, she's making an amendment.
Excuse me. I wish to submit a friendly amendment, I hope, of $75.
Tony, would you consider a $75 donation as a friendly amendment rather than a $125 donation?
I'll go down to 100, but, you know, people like door prizes, and
okay.
I think we have enough money that we can afford at least 100.
So we have a negotiation here. Bob, can you live with 100, or do we need to make your amendment a separate
amendment?
I'll
go to 100. the treasurer's painted probably on this one.
All right. We have, by way of a friendly amendment, we have adjusted that value to $100 for door prizes to the CCB conference and convention. So that motion is now on the floor, and we will open that up for discussion. Now that we've set an amount, do we want to do it?
Excuse me. Frank, can you guys hear me?
Pardon?
I'm just asking if you guys can hear me, because I've asked for the floor at least 4 or 5 times. And I
oh, dear.
Okay. Yeah. We didn't hear you.
I think we did not hear you. We probably drowned you out. But go ahead, Pam.
No. It's fine. I was going to go $100. So it's okay. I'm fine.
Okay. Very good. All right. Is there further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I will call for the vote on the motion, which is that GSGDHI will donate $100 to be used to CCB for door prizes at the upcoming conference and convention, with our recommendation that they be divided into four $25 door, $25 gift cards. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no.
No.
Yeah.
All right, the motion carries, and we will make our $100 donation to CCB. And let's all hope that we're lucky and we win them all, right?
Yeah. There is that. That's a good point.
Maybe some of them could be to Chewy.com.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That'd be a good Chewy. Idea. All right. And the last item of new business on my list is a discussion of status of our incorporation status. And Vita, you brought that up, so I give you the floor.
Yeah. Has Mark come on yet? Is Mark here? He's our speaker. I just want to make sure.
Mark Gilardi.
It's 551.
No, I don't. I don't see him on here.
Okay, so we probably have a few
551,
more minutes.
Right?
Yes, it's 551.
Yeah, okay, good.
No, there's no phone
I just want to make sure. If our...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, we've been kind of going back and forth on this. We sent in our paperwork to get our incorporation straightened out twice. No word whatsoever, nothing. So This is just my suggestion. It may be not something we want to vote on today, but we want to think about for the next business meeting. The incorporation really doesn't give us, at the time that we incorporated, we had reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. That reasoning is no longer in place. So we had real reasons. I guess I should give a background. There were other people or someone else trying to take our name. And so if we incorporated, they wouldn't be able to take our name. And we incorporated, and that worked out well. But we don't really have a main purpose anymore. And so my suggestion would be for us to cancel the incorporation and go back under CCB, because they are going to be able to incorporate much faster than us. But I want to hear people's questions around this and thoughts and, you know.
Yeah. This is thoughts? Nelly.
I know Bob, Nelly. You know. Yeah, go ahead, Nelly.
Well, you know, it's really difficult to predict, you know, how quickly incorporation issues are going to be resolved. You know, everything seems to be taking a tremendous amount of time. But given, you know, where CCB stands right now, and, you know, we're all hopeful, but we really don't know, wouldn't it be a consideration to keep Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporation at this time? In the hopes that, you know, if we do get it first, that we would be able to do fundraising?
Mr. President?
Yes, Bob.
I guess we're arguing this. I thought you were going to have a meeting later, I think, to get the membership. But anyway,
I'll
take about 1 minute. Because our guests are going to come.
That's fine, Bob.
Okay. I think we should remain incorporated. We can apply. What is the purpose? To apply for grants, to do some really strong work in advocacy as a separate corporation. We don't know what the CCB is going to be doing. And as a corporation, I'm not a lawyer here, please. I think we then could then do our fundraising, you know, as Golden State Guide Dog. I'm not sure. I don't know. They may say, no, since you're affiliated with CCB, you can't do it. But I think that this should be a membership vote, a full discussion. And finally, when you unincorporate, I've just been through one with an agency. This takes about a year and legal. You got to put things in the paper. You got to get a lawyer to help you a little bit. That's my opinion. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. And that's very helpful. And for both of you, thanks for the input.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to make a comment or two before we move on? I think we have just a few more minutes.
I just have a quick question. Question, Vita, is how much is it that right now that we're being charged for whatever that's going on related to that corporation this time?
Right now we get charged, I don't remember, it's not a lot. We get charged like $30 a year.
Okay.
To be incorporated, but we also have to pay for a mailbox because mm-hmm. we need an address. Mm-hmm. A business address, and we do pay $300 a year for that.
Okay.
Now, that could be switched to somebody's address.
Right.
Right.
But then that person would have to be, would be responsible mm-hmm. for any mail, mail that's related to GSGDHI.
They're like the agent. Yeah, the agent.
Right. Know. Okay.
Yes.
They have to be the agent. They have to accept that position.
And your speaker is here.
Mr. President, our speaker's here. I think we should adjourn.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, yeah, I think that we're coming to.
And
we're coming to,
Bob, absolutely, this will be a full membership discussion.
Great.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I just thought I heard argument, as, so you know. I thought it was starting. You know.
No.
Okay,
no,
we're not arguing anyway.
There's no motion. No.
Okay.
Okay, folks. Well,
hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark, and we're about to start. So, first off, on our business, thanks for the comments, folks. And again, this will be, we will take this up in more detail at our next business meeting, probably in the fall. I'll check my calendar. And then, but we will look into this further, but thanks for the feedback. All right, we're down to the end of our meeting, which is, I'm gonna do one last call for any items of business, and I'm not gonna wait long for it. And then, does anybody have any announcements or discussions before we go to our program? Any announcements?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn the business portion of our meeting and move into our program. All in favor of adjourning the annual business meeting of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated for 2024, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. And with that...